Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nothing gets a party going like someone grabbing the aux and playing the perfect song.
Hey, you know, this party's looking a little stiff.
So what are you saying? I need to amp it up?
I mean, you can try.
Let's see who has the better taste in music.
Can you play Drunken Love?
Absolutely not.
It's the aux chord battle, only on The Drive.
So football is obviously a major part of the Super Bowl. Music is as well. The halftime show is one of the most watched things in the American television calendar. This year, Rihanna is the headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show, and we'll see what special guests potentially come out with Rihanna. So I invited Nick the Quick Schwert in studio. Rob Brenton also is here, a producer battle. The last time that you came in to play this game, you got smoked.
Wait, no, that's not true.
You lost. No, convincingly.
You're rewriting history.
I think it was maybe
you're like Jerome Tang.
This is
you're going Jerome Tang on me, man.
I think
check
you got
the records
beat pretty handedly here. So these are going to be the rules for this edition of the aux chord battle. You can only use Super Bowl halftime headliner performers. It's a Super Bowl edition. You can't go outside. There's enough artists that you can only use Super Bowl halftime headliner performers. And you also can only use an artist once. So you can't use multiple Beyonce songs, multiple Katy Perry, multiple Michael Jackson. You get one song per artist. The five categories are: this song was so 90s, play a song that's totally overplayed, I wish I could go back in time and dedicate this song to my high school crush, this song makes everybody want to get up and dance, and the final category, it's the mid-2000s. This song was the perfect ringtone. So again, the rules are you can only use Super Bowl headliners, and you can only use an artist once. We'll let you go first, Nick the Quick.
Okay.
You said that you felt a little bit disrespected. I'm rewriting history.
Well, I feel disrespected every time we do this, but I keep coming back for more.
Let's
peak
see what
Jerome
song...
Tang. Peak Jerome Tang.
Let's see what song you picked for this song was so 90s. All right, you picked Motown Philly by Boyz II Men as your selection.
Are you familiar?
I am very familiar with this song. I think this is a very strong pick. Very 90s record.
So when I saw this, these categories, the first time I saw that one, I went to look up, did Boyz II Men ever perform in the Super Bowl? Because that was the first song that came to mind, and it just so happens they did.
Well, look at that. See how it works out.
It's beautiful.
All right, let's see what Rob picked here. Rob's pick is, this is so 90, you have to use people who have performed at halftime of the Super Bowl. Yours was Motown Philly. Let's see what Rob picked.
Best thing about being an old man is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, 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 they're totally crazy. Look at them, a lady. Man, shirt, short skirts.
Name a more 90s tune. Peak 90s.
A little Shania Twain.
Man, that song gets me. I mean, you can't help but nod your head to that one.
The song gets you going?
It just, like, it speaks to me.
Oh, it speaks to you.
Yeah,
I got
my
it.
Anthem.
Got it. No, okay, good. My good bad. Choice. I apologize. I didn't know that was the song of your generation. I had absolutely no
I remember that Super Bowl commercial with that song.
So you played Boys to Men, yep. Motown, Philly.
Yeah.
Rob plays Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. All right, let's move to category number two.
Real
here.
Quick, the text line's going to cook me. Your song's objectively better, but mine is far more 90s.
You know, I'll let my picks speak for themselves.
Yeah, right? I mean, I would give that round to you. I'm a little bit surprised because it was funny because when Rob came back and I told him the categories, you go, you guys get time to go pick your song. He's like, got this one in the bag. I might not lose a round. If that's the kind of energy you're on to start the game, to start the game, you might get 5-0'd here. You might get 5-0'd. All right, let's go now to category number two. Play a song that's totally overplayed. I'm going to let Rob go first on this one. Play a song that is totally overplayed. A Super Bowl aux cord game.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme,
this was a really good selection.
Yeah, I
this is a good one. I gotta give Rob this one. This was a good one.
You haven't even heard mine yet.
I didn't give him the round.
Oh, I thought you were saying like it's over.
This is a really good pick. I can't applaud my man.
Well, you said I'm giving it to him. I was like, you're just giving him the round. That was one of my finalists. There were actually a couple Black Eyed Peas songs that were my finalists for this category.
Okay. All right.
I feel like every Black Eyed Peas song got overplayed. There was a
4-year stretch was the only music they played.
Like 09 to 12, it was like, hey, they came out with something. We're playing it everywhere.
Like, can we take a break here?
I actually think the most overplayed Black Eyed Peas song is I Got a Feeling.
Yeah, that one. That was the other one. And, what was the Where Is the Love?
Boom Boom Pow was overplayed.
All those, dude. I was like, God, I just don't want to hear any more Black Eyed Peas. I think that's what it comes down to.
Such a good run now in retrospect. They had a run here. All right, Nick, this is your song. This song was totally overplayed. Let's Get It Started is a good.
I will say the song I chose is still actively overplayed.
Let's hear it.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
All right, this is where I have to disagree with you a little bit.
This song's just good. It's a good song.
I mean, it makes me want to shove an ice pick in my ear.
I also think it's the pop song of its era, though.
I hate it so much.
I admit, we've heard the song a lot. I also think it's... Name me a pop song over the last 10 years that's better than Uptown Funk.
Dude, I hate that song. So pretty much all of them, I think... I just maybe that's my like sort of impartial, like I have a bias towards Bruno Mars. Like I just cannot stand his music, and that song gets played everywhere I go.
Of all the people in my life, you were probably the one that I would say, hey, one of your friends hates Bruno Mars. Who would it be? Oh, Nick from
I
work.
Hate him. I hate everything he stands for, too, as well.
He just makes super digestible pop music.
Dude, that song gives me the bubble guts.
Everybody from 8 to 80 loves Bruno Mars.
I suffer from Bruno Mars intolerance.
All right. So our categories now is you can only play people who have performed at halftime of the Super Bowl. This song was so 90s. Play a song that's overplayed. I'm going to let you go first on this next category, Nick, because I'm very curious to see where you go with this. I wish I could go back in time and dedicate this song to my high school crush. Here's Nick's song for that category. By Justin Timberlake.
So you may notice I'm going for a very specific theme in this round, which is I'm not looking to tell my crush that I like her. I'm looking to tell my crush, like, Let's go.
What's the vibe?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
You want to rock her body? Is that what?
Yeah, let's get out of here. What are you doing later?
What's going to happen at the end of the song?
Well, probably. I mean, if things go well, we'll probably leave together.
Let's, you know what? That's, I like the way you think in this game. All right, let's see where Rob's going. Something tells me Rob's going to go far more sentimental than you did. I know Rob. I talked to Rob.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, Rob's going to go way more sentimental than you are.
I can't wait to fall in love.
Both playing Timberlake, huh?
Okay.
Rob's looking for a fling in this one. You're looking for a fling, but a very different
kind of
fling.
I both went JT in this round.
I think we showed our age with our JT picks there.
Yeah.
JT was hot when I was in high
school. I mean, it's a pretty timeless musician. Mm-hmm.
I would also say, to your point about most iconic pop songs, JT's right on that Bruno level.
He's probably got like four or five of them, yeah.
We have
different eras.
We have two songs left here. This song makes everybody want to get up and dance. We're doing a Super Bowl edition of the Ox Score game. You can only pick halftime performers of the Super Bowl. All right? You know what, Rob? I'm going to let you go first here. This song makes everybody want to get up and dance. Here's Rob Brenton's suggestion.
Girl,
said
hallelujah.
I want to see Nick's reaction.
Unbelievable.
Just watch.
Everything you said about Bruno, I feel the opposite. I love Bruno Mars.
This song, actually, of all the ones, might perfectly fit multiple categories the best. Well, totally overplayed and also makes everybody want to get up and dance.
I would tell you one, it does get half the job done. It makes me want to get up, but then I want to walk out of the building.
You don't dance.
Yeah, I don't dance. I leave.
You don't dance.
Yeah.
Well, I do know this. Your song will not be Bruno Mars for the get up
and dance.
No,
that's true. You know that. And it won't be Justin Timberlake.
If there's anything I can guarantee, it will not be that. Let's hear what your This Song Makes Everybody Want to Get Up and Dance record is.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
it's a really good pick. Really good.
Reminds me of Rush Hour.
Yeah, 100% reminds me of Rush Hour.
I would say this. This song, I don't know if there's a human on the planet who doesn't like that song.
You know what? I really like the game you've put together.
The approval rating of that song is got to be like around 97, 98%. Lifetime.
I don't want to be around the 2% of people that don't like that song.
I agree.
I don't want to be around you if you don't like that song. It's an incredible song. You've played a near flawless game today. I'm going to give you that. A near flawless game today. I've been very, very happy with how you played this game. All right, we have one category left. The category is, it's mid-2000s, and this song was the perfect ringtone. You can only use Super Bowl halftime. You can only use an artist once. Nick, I'll let you go first here. Let's hear what ringtone you would have had back in 2006.
Go, shawty.
It's you probably literally had this as a ringtone, didn't you?
Like I did.
Day. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's
I only remember
birthday.
And you know you don't give up, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club. I remember three ringtones I had. One was Nelly Grills, which was a finalist.
You had a grill back in the day?
No, but I liked the song. But he wasn't the main halftime performer when Nelly performed, and so I had to make a call, and like 50 Cent just performed this song at the halftime show last year.
No, I'll give you that one. It was a good pick.
Thank you.
That was a popular ringtone in 2003, 2004.
And that was right when I got a cell phone. I think, Rob, we're probably all about the same.
Yeah.
Like 2005, 2006 was when I got my first cell phone.
My pick that you'll hear here momentarily is literally a song I had a ringtone for. That's why.
Let's hear Rob's song.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow.
This was a strong category. All right, let's go through and remind people what the songs were, and then we'll let the text line decide. This song was so 90s. You played Motown Philly Nick. Rob had Feels Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
It's funny when you say it.
Play a song that's totally overplayed. We had a Black Eyed Peas song against Uptown Funk. We had Rock Your Body versus Summer Love in I Wish I Could Go Back in Time and Dedicate This Song to My High School Crush. This song makes everybody want to get up and dance. Uptown Funk makes a repeat here. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson. And we also had Into Club versus Lose Yourself. And it's the mid-2000s. This song was the perfect ringtone. Rob, I hate to do it. I got to give Nick the victory here. Nick, you really rebounded well in this game. The text line ultimately decides, but if you're asking me who I would give the championship belt to, yeah, I'm giving it to you. I thought you played this game exceptionally well.
You know, I think it was because I did all this very quickly, and so I was just going, you know, first impulse, like the first song that came to mind.
Yeah, I'll vibe.
And I personally, I think I'm still undefeated lifetime, so we can haggle over my all-time record, but I appreciate it. And Rob, You were a great foe, as always. Great competition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.